Frustration is rising in Iraq over the slow pace of American efforts to include Iraqis in the political process. The U.S. Civil Administration initially planned to hold a national conference to set up a transitional Iraqi government. That idea was later scrapped. Now, U.S. authorities are preparing to appoint a select group of Iraqis to what is being called a governing council. There is some support for that idea, but many Iraqis say it falls short of their expectations. From Baghdad, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
At a busy intersection, several young volunteers struggle to direct the city's chaotic traffic in the absence of functioning traffic lights.
Iraq!
Banners draped across their shoulders advertise the Iraqi Peace Party. The volunteers admit they're also trying to promote a new political group, one of dozens that have sprung up since the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. But when asked about the Iraqi Peace Party, a motorist at the intersection expressed a view shared by many here. I prefer a national government, he says. There's no system here, no security. What can these parties do? 3 months after the fall of Saddam Hussein, many Iraqis are growing increasingly concerned about the lack of a national government. And some are beginning to doubt Washington's intentions to hand over power and responsibility to the Iraqi people. The Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq is one of the country's leading Shiite Muslim parties. Seated in a Baghdad office, spokesman Ali Mousawi accused the United States of reneging on its political promises. America promised to hand over power to the Iraqi people after the war, to give them an interim government, says Mousawi. But the only promise it kept, he adds, was getting rid of Saddam Hussein. U.S. authorities say they now plan to appoint a governing council of some 30 Iraqis by mid-July. Ahmed Chalabi, head of the Iraqi National Congress, says it's not what his party had hoped for, but he adds that it is a step in the right direction.
And they say it has serious authority. This council will appoint ministers and will deal with major issues. And they are saying that we are reluctant to deal with any economic issues, with any security issues. And oil issues, we want the Iraqis to do it. So that seems to me giving more power than less power.
Analysts here say parties like the INC and the Supreme Council, formerly Groups in Exile, had the most to lose when the U.S. changed political course here. The parties had long been in contact with U.S. authorities, and analysts say they expected to be given significant power in a provisional Iraqi government. But Saad El-Bazaz, editor-in-chief of the daily paper Az-Zaman, says once in Iraq, U.S. officials realized that the exile groups were not representative of the Iraqi population, nor were they terribly popular here. Bazaz says the Americans slowed down the political process in order to include more local leaders in any future governing body.
All of us notice many hijackers trying to take over. Many of those people who came from outside Iraq, they are not capable enough to say we could represent the Iraqi needs and Iraqi desires. And that's why this delay shouldn't be taken in a negative way. In principle, we will need an Iraqi national government, but not now. We will need some more time.
Sheikh Saleh Abu Kumra, head of the Iraqi Peace Party, the group fielding volunteer traffic cops, agrees. A tribal leader, he says his nascent party needs time to build support to compete against the bigger parties in future elections. And anyway, adds Kumra, Iraq won't be ready for elections for at least another 1 or 2 years. We have to prepare voter registration. We have to teach people the principles of democracy. Most importantly, we need to establish security, he says. Ahmed Chalabi agrees that elections are out of the question for the time being. Still, he says ordinary Iraqis need to be included in a meaningful political process soon to dispel growing hostility toward the U.S.
Iraqis must feel they are empowered to choose their future. And that will take the pressure off this focus on this tension and recrimination that is increasing.
At a recent press conference, the U.S. administrator here, Paul Bremer, glossed over the problems. He insisted that Iraq is on its way to becoming a sovereign, democratic, and independent state. It's something most Iraqis wish for, but many have a hard time imagining any time in the near future. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Baghdad.